Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Stocks rally as we begin the fourth quarter on a high note. Well, the stock market staged a broad-based rally today, carrying all groups higher. The leader again today, as it has been for a while now, were the energy stocks, gaining over 2% on the day and over 4% for the week. I'll bet there are quite a few portfolio managers who wish today's rally could have happened yesterday, when it would have been printed as their quarterly report. Oh well. But as Lyndon Johnson once said of the Pernales River, it was a mile wide but only an inch deep. Everyone participated in this rally, but only a little bit. We're seeing that in our moving averages. The Dow was up 500 points today, but remains below its 50 and 100-day moving average. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 did rally above their 100-day moving average, which they broke yesterday, but both still remain mired below their 50-day moving average. And overall, we're still seeing about two-thirds of all listed securities trading below their 50-day moving average. So to sum up, it was a very good day in all financial categories, with stocks, bonds, and precious metals all up, as were cryptos, led incidentally by Bitcoin's 10% jump on the day. Stay tuned now for today's market comment, what the end of the quarter means to funds. Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell. And this is Value Side for Friday, October 1st. Today, it started yesterday at 3:30 p.m. That, plus today's economic reports, as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, there's an old Wall Street expression for what happened yesterday afternoon. They call it window dressing. And it harkens back to the days when department stores would have big display windows at the front of their stores. They were carefully designed to bring you into the store. In the same way, these end-of-quarter window-dressing times give mutual funds, hedge funds, or money managers a chance to appeal to investors. It's that last day of the quarter's portfolio which will appear in their quarterly statements and say to all the world, "Look, here's what we invest in." It's an opportunity to put that hot oil stock, for instance, in their portfolio as if you've been riding the energy wave all along. In other words, it's a chance to say to the world, "Look at us." Well, yesterday saw one of the worst window dressing times I've ever seen. If you noticed, a wave of selling hit the market beginning at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. This was not the various funds getting into the latest hot new investment sector. This was the funds hitting the sell button. "Get me out of this market," was the sentiment. And it may mark a real transition in professional money managers' approach. Throughout the past decade, the mantra on Wall Street has been to buy the dip. Well, I cleaned that up a bit, but you get the gist. The big guys on Wall Street have played off the Fed support for financials, and every time the market would swoon, there were the big funds to step in and buy with both fists. The question we have to ask this morning is whether this approach to the market has now changed. Selling at the end of last quarter, like they did yesterday, absolutely locked in lower performance for these funds, something that they would have only done if they felt they needed to take this action. Now, if you noticed real carefully, all of the last-minute selling yesterday drove down the prices of their favorite stocks. From unchanged, Google and Amazon went to 0.5% down, while Microsoft and Apple went to nearly a percentage point down. Now multiply that decline by a few thousand shares that each of these funds have in their portfolio, and you can see that this was a very big move, and not taken lightly. Whether this was a computer-generated move, however, is the question. Were the algos hitting the automatic stops, or whether this was a real change in valuation, we won't really know for some time. And remember, all three of the major averages did break their 100-day moving average at about the same time. So this all could be just the computer's hiccup. A market drop through the 100-day moving average, and you automatically sell. Or it could be that the funds are seeing a decline in forward earnings and decided that now was the time to hit the sell button. Either way, those quarterly reports are going to look much worse than they could have, and window dressing may never be the same. Now remember the other day when we reported that China's Purchasing Managers Index fell into retraction area, that's below 50, and I observed how out of the norm this was? After all, China is the manufacturing hub of the world and has led the world for years. Now suddenly, their PMI dips below 50. Today we see just how out of sync China really is. We've had India and four major European countries, Spain, Italy, France, and Germany, all report their Purchasing Managers Index, and all were solidly expansionary. India and European factories are getting ready to roll. They're gearing up. Expansion is ahead. While China, and incidentally Russia, which also reported this morning, are both languishing. Interesting, don't you think? Now, the USA could really add coal to this fire when they report their Purchasing Managers Index later this morning. Wall Street thinks that the USA Purchasing Manager Index will surpass 60, and it will be the only country to do so. We'll let you know how the USA does in our midday report. Also on the calendar today will be personal income and personal spending, as well as the PCE measure of inflation. There are no earnings reports scheduled for today, however. Looking over at the futures desk, there is some follow-through on yesterday's selling right now, with stock futures and gold currently trading down. Bonds and cryptocurrencies both higher. And that's the value side for Friday, October 1st. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.